Welcome to St. John's Christian Church and our time of worship, remembering several of the phrases from that song, "There will be that day," and in the freedom of Christ, we await that day through the salvation of our Lord Jesus Christ. Special welcome to all of those that are visiting and guests with us today, and pray your blessing, the Lord's blessing upon you. You can tell it's a holiday weekend, so thanks for being here and connecting in. July 4th weekend, thinking about freedom through some of the songs and freedom through the scripture we read. I also want to share with you Romans 8, verse 1 and 2. There is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life set me free from the law of sin and death. So we have the freedom as citizens of the United States. We have freedom through Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. You can see the announcements, the prayer concerns on the back of the bulletin and the arrangements for Larry Stuckey, father of David and brother of Norma. We are praying for you, Norma, the rest of the family. Visitation is today from 2 to 7 at the Stryker UMC, and then the service tomorrow at 11, also at Stryker UMC. But continue to keep the Stuckey family in your prayers. And I pray that you would join me now in prayer. Lord God, may we as your beloved children give you, Jesus and the Holy Spirit, the worship of which you alone are worthy. Feed our minds with your word. Fill our hearts with your grace. Empower our worship by your Spirit. May we gather not as selfish consumers looking to be pleased, but as true worshipers, longing to be consumed with your glory and your grace, offering our praise and worship and love and devotion to you and to you alone. In Christ we pray. Amen.
Please rise as you're able and join us in our opening worship. Our first two numbers back to back are going to be "Today is the Day," followed by "Everlasting God."
Steadfast, O God. I will sing and make music with all my soul. I will praise you, O Lord, among the nations. I will sing of you among the peoples. For great is your love, higher than the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the skies. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens, and let your glory be over all the earth. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint.
Rises, we wait upon the Lord, we will wait upon the Lord, we will wait upon the Lord. Strength will rise as we wait upon the Lord, we will wait upon the Lord.
last song in this set is called You Are Holy, Prince of Peace, and this is one where we have the men sing one part and the ladies sing another.
Gathered together as God's people, I invite you to share the peace of Jesus Christ with one another.
Good morning. I have my water cup with me. I a lot of times bring on Sunday, especially today. There's a lot of, I don't know, coughing a lot because of what has been in the air, but I have my water cup, and now it's almost empty, and I've almost ran out of water. Where could I go maybe to fill it up? In the church, in the water fountain, right? or maybe I could go to a sink or something to fill it up. We're going to talk about a story from Jesus' time. If they needed to fill a bucket or a cup with water, where would they have to go?
River.
A river, maybe?
Well.
Oh, well, good. We're going to talk about the well today. And we've been talking about God's living water, and each time we have a kind of a fun fact or a trivia question. And today's about wells, and wells are basically a deep hole in the ground where you collect water from. What do you think is the deepest hole ever dug? Have you ever tried to dig a hole in your backyard? How deep have you gotten? 2 inches is your deepest hole?
It was
2 feet. What do you think the deepest hole ever dug is?
10 inches.
10 feet? 100 feet? 1,000 feet? A mile? Deepest hole is 7.5 miles deep. 7.5 miles. And at that point, the drill starts melting. It's too hot. So we're going to watch a video. Before we do that, we've talked about, with God's living water, we talked about the water, and if you've been here the last month or so, we talked about God's living water in the Garden of Eden. We talked about the water from the rock, and last time we talked about Naaman in the river and healing the leprosy. In all those ways, water provided life. Yeah. After the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve had sinned and they left, and it was harder to grow things. There maybe wasn't always water to help them grow things, and they got hungry and thirsty. And just like people do, so did Jesus. So we're going to watch a video about Jesus going to a well. So they'll be either behind you or up there.
The conquering armies of Nehemiah's day faded away, but the Romans were now in charge. The people of Israel were battered and scattered, but many had returned to the land God had promised long ago, now under Roman rule. The Messiah, the Savior whom God promised long ago, finally came to earth, born, as promised, in the land of Israel. But Jesus came from more than one family. God the Father promised Adam and Eve that a Savior would come. He promised the Israelites that they would be a blessing to all nations. Now, Jesus came to save the entire world. Jesus showed this by reaching out to an outcast of outcasts, a Samaritan woman who was ignored even by her own town. Jesus came to her and offered living water. In time, this woman came to realize that Jesus was offering her life, that he was the promised Savior. She ran to tell the others in her town, extending news of the grace she had just been offered from the Son of God.
So both Jesus and the woman came to the well looking for what? What they need at the well?
Water.
But Jesus was helping the woman understand that all of us need something more than just water. He says living water, and he's using living water as a picture for forgiveness and salvation and the Holy Spirit. He says these are better things to have, and the woman realizes it, and she's full of joy, and she goes back and tells her town and brings other people, and they believe too. Jesus begins that conversation with people that there's something better than just the things we have, but this living water, which is Jesus. Just like the woman needed it, just like the people in Jesus' day needed it, so we need it too. So let's pray, and you can repeat after me, all right? Dear Jesus, thank you for the living water, which is your salvation and forgiveness. Help us to tell others with joy. Amen. Thank you, guys.